To defeat West Nile, especially in Dallas, Texas, which is ground zero. Meanwhile, speaking of fight, Romney not happy about being questioned constantly on his tax returns. And that's where we start this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Thanks for being locked and loaded. And remember, this is a conversation you can always throw in your two cents at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We start with Mitt Romney and the taxes, annoyed by constantly being pounded by the reporters who are following him around like rabid political paparazzi. They're pounding him on how many years, why won't you release more years, all that kind of stuff. So he promptly addressed them and pointed out that he's waiting for Harry Reid to come up with his tax returns. And while he was at it, he decided he would throw in on Medicare and whether it's a solvent versus the bankruptcy version, he says that's the president's, and what his ultimate plan is, meaning the president's versus Romney's. Take a listen.
Pay taxes every single year. Harry Reid's charge is totally false. I'm sure waiting for Harry to put up who it was that told him what he says they told him. I don't believe it for a minute, by the way. Under the president's plan, this goes bankrupt. The Medicare trustees have notified the president that the plan will go bankrupt, Medicare Part A, in approximately 12 years. Under the plan that I proposed, it is solvent. This is the president's plan. $716 billion cut, 4 million people losing Medicare Advantage, and 15% of hospitals and nursing homes not accepting Medicare patients.
Yeah, without a doubt, some of the money was picked out, a big chunk of the money was picked out to fund affordable health care. There's lots of misconceptions about Medicare in general and, of course, the direction that we're headed in. This is going to be the rallying cry along the way for the next couple of months as we get closer to November 6th. A quick reminder, America Tonight will be broadcasting from the Republican convention. Not next week, of course. It's the week after that. And can you imagine? It's like the Super Bowl for politics and beyond. The Super Bowl for lifestyle and where we're headed. Same thing with the Democrats who do theirs in Charlotte. They're the week after that. So we have the Republicans and then the Democrats and all of the interplay somewhere mixed in between that. Coming up on America Tonight, Sean Mashour joins us to talk about is the negative campaigns, the negative campaigning, the ads and all that stuff, does that work? Does that ultimately bring us down and create what we see, this massive discord and people being very disenfranchised, and is that the only way to get elected? Sean wrote a book called The Bliss Experiment and interviewed thousands of people and talked to them about specifics on what, you know, creating an index of what really leads to success for people and what leads them to struggle. And the negativity factor was very, very high on the scale of what makes things not work so well. So why is this a big chunk of politics? We'll definitely talk about that. And cheap movie reviews. Ugh, you know what a movie hound I am. I always invite all of you, if you go to the movies, please let me know how the movie was. I saw the latest Bourne installment when it came out last week. I would recommend it. It's great, especially on the big screen. Jeremy Renner's awesome, without a doubt. Rachel Weisz is good in it, too. And the story takes you along. There's no lull in the action. It makes sense. I give it a big thumbs up. We have new fare to talk about, and we will definitely get to that. A couple of other things. I mentioned West Nile. West Nile, unfortunately, has become a big problem, not just in Dallas, Texas, where they did aerial spraying, controversial because you're dumping all that pesticide down on these suburbs, but when you have 14 people dying in North Texas, that's where it was, then you guess what? They're going to push for answers, and there's a state of emergency, in a sense, called by the mayor. He's saying it's an emergency anyway. So what are you going to do? Here's your options. Risk it and hope that people don't have stagnant water around, and you can put up all the signs you want to put up and look for mosquitoes and whatever, or do something more dramatic and drop the pesticide. So they opted to drop the pesticide. It's not just in Dallas, even though that seems to be ground zero because of the amount of people who died, which is shocking. As I said, 14 in Texas in all. So 90% of the mosquito samples, they say, tested positive for West Nile in Illinois, too. And since the beginning of the year to now in August, almost 500 people, West Nile has cropped up. And the town that we're talking about is Skokie. They're spraying there to do whatever they can to kill the mosquitoes and get rid of West Nile, in the hopes anyway of getting rid of West Nile. And they've been spraying for the past couple of weeks. They've been collecting samples for the past couple of weeks. And as it tested positive for West Nile, and with more confirmed human cases, there was no question that that was what they were going to do to take a precaution. Elderly and younger, very, very susceptible to West Nile. That's the two groups, the main concern that could get West Nile. And in fact, some of those people fit the description of those who didn't make it, and it's terrible that so many people find themselves lethargic, they get fevers, they're not sure what's wrong, they go to the hospital, and then it turns out, of all things, it's West Nile virus. So we'll see what the aerial spraying does and how that spreads, and if more cities decide, you know, they're going to do the same thing, should this outbreak of West Nile continue. Moving along to something else that we've talked about here on ATN for a long time. We start off, notice, this is how we roll here in America Tonight, with Romney and the tax rate and him saying that the ball's in Harry Reid's court and the White House backing all that up. Then we have the other story, which was like the blunder of the week, Joe Biden, more Bidenisms. There's long lists. There's even a website dedicated to it. And clearly the worst of all, and the one that got the most attention, was his campaign stop in Danville, Virginia, when he said that, Romney gets in and they're going to let the big banks write their own rules, unchain Wall Street, they're going to put you all back in chains. So he was talking to a largely African-American group when he said that. But there were other things, 20th century instead of the 21st century, and he gets the award for the biggest blunder of the week, because he took away from Obama's campaign and the focus was on him instead, when they had a chance to try to hammer the Republicans more. Negative campaigning, we're looking at it next here on the show. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aren't you? Right. We talk about the negative ads all the time, and we play the ads for you. We know that the war chests on both sides of this, Democrat and Republican, are being built, and then the ads that will come out will, of course, be negative. But it's just not just in the presidential race. Locally, and when it comes to the legislative branch, we see the same thing, too. But does it work? And what happens when you're constantly exposed to negativity? Sean Mushore joins us. He is the author of The Bliss Experiment. We had him on before. We had a lot of fun with him then. He is Mr. Stanford, so he knows how to do research. So I bet better than anyone I know on the Hill, he can answer these questions. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. Thanks for having me back.
So when we get just smashed constantly with negativity, and let's take politics, because politics is centered around that. That the people who are the strategists, that's the key deal. They're coming up with whatever negativity they can throw. What kind of damage does that do to us after a while? Is this what we're seeing, that why we've become so polarized?
Well, it does a lot of kinds of different damage to us. The first thing it does is, over time, it obviously makes us more and more cynical about our politicians, the political process, American democracy, and it does it even when it's our side doing it, because even though whatever team we're on might be scoring some cheap points and, you know, we just kind of want to win an election, what happens in the long run is we start to get that vibe, you know, it becomes like a pox on both their houses. We don't really respect even our side at some level when we know they're being cheap and dishonest. And so we just become more and more cynical. But then even worse, what happens is the effect that that has on us as individuals kind of in our minds and our consciousness. And there's some good research that now shows that too much kind of immersion in negativity can start to make us depressed, anxious, angry, you know, critical, judgmental, all kinds of really severe negative emotions that can really start to harm us in our everyday lives.
Yeah, and I've said this, I mean, you've done so much research. That was part of what I thought was so awesome when we talked before. All these studies that you've done and to see how our brains pretty much are wired to handle whatever the outside pushes, whatever the influences are, and what the impact is on our well-being. So when you have all this constant pounding of the negativity, do you think it affects the way people live their daily lives? Do you think the constant pounding does something to the everyday one foot in front of the other, get in the car and drive to work?
Well, it does. And one of the reasons is that from the kind of the neuroscientific brain point of view, what we've discovered scientifically is that we actually have this, humans have this tendency to remember negative things, negative events, negative emotions, negative stuff that happened to us, negative stuff we heard, gossip, whatever it might be, much more than we remember positive things. So the more we kind of expose ourselves to negative things, the more those become the salient things that we start to remember, recall. We go into a voting booth. We start making decisions based on who we remembered the worst possible thing about instead of the best possible thing. And that really starts to cascade through our minds and like our daily kind of judgments and the way we start to look at the world and the choices we make. And it kind of just spirals in on itself until in some cases they've shown, you know, too much exposure to this kind of thing can actually make us not just depressed and anxious, but there's an interesting study that even shows it can make us less likely to help out our fellow human beings.
Mm. So what do you do? How do you get away from this? How do you detach from the negativity?
Well, that's the key question, and it's a good question. The first thing that we have to do, I believe we should all stay informed, of course, and participate in our country and our democracy, mm-hmm. but we have to look for people and sources that are not so filled with hate and polarization and cheap shots and, you know, things, people who are humor, people who take shots at both sides, even something that's at least a little more neutral, a little bit, you know, less filled with clear hate. And we have mm-hmm. to just pick the right media sources. And then we have to just notice inside ourselves. If we're immersed in too much media and we start to notice the inward symptoms of we're getting depressed, anxious, angry, critical, you know, whatever, then that's a sign we need to just change our media diet some. That doesn't mean we have to stop everything or stick our heads in the sand, but we might need to pull back a little bit, change our source of information, or maybe just how many hours a day we're immersing ourselves in it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, that's the problem anyway, a little bit of too much. I love talk radio. Obviously, I do it for a living. But if you listen to talk radio for 10 hours a day, I mean, that's too much. I don't care if the hosts are great, right?
Yeah. Pick a few good ones like you and, you know, then take a break for a little bit.
There you go. Thanks for saying that, Sean. So is it, so we're looking for that. And it's interesting what you said, because it kind of plays into where is the middle ground. It definitely plays into where is the middle ground. Isn't there a different way for us to solve some of these differences that we have politically? If you talk to the guys that were on the Hill 3 decades ago, they'll say that they might have been rabid about their opinion, their ideology, and what they thought was the right answer. But they could go and have a beer with Ted Kennedy, or vice versa. Ted Kennedy could go have a beer with Orrin Hatch, well, or a soda, and they would do it. And for some reason, it goes back to the same thing. There isn't any of that. So how do you get to the middle?
Yeah, that's exactly true. We've become too polarized because our politicians have become
yes.
too polarized. So one of the first things we have to do is stop electing or otherwise rewarding the nastiest, most polarized politicians out there. The ones who are like the most scorched earth. We got to get those people out. We have to stop rewarding them by electing them and letting them get away with stuff. We gotta change it and bring back some people who are, you know, and it's not that, I mean, gosh, there was lots of people during, say, the Reagan era or whatever that had plenty of strong views on both sides of the fence. So it's not like people weren't passionately advocating for their point of view, but like you said, they could still be friends afterwards. So it's not like you lose anything by going back to that. Not only do you not lose anything, we gain. We gain a much more positive and helpful society from it.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the reaction been with the Bliss experiment? That had to be your Bliss. You put so much time into that, I'll tell you. And all that research obviously paid off. What's been the reaction?
Well, it's been going really well. I was on the road touring for the Bliss experiment for like 2-3 months, taking most of the month of August off, and then I get back out there again, been doing lots of TV and radio, and I appreciate all of the incredible support. It's been really fun.
Yeah, I love the title, because you know this, Sean, who is not looking for Bliss?
Exactly.
Who is not looking?
Yeah. It's just happiness. You know, Bliss, as I tell people, that's just a way of saying, you know, inward, authentic, you know, lasting happiness. It's not based on, you know, what's going on in the outside world or something that you can tap into yourself, even if things are going very poorly from you in the outside world, even, you know, unemployment or health problems, relationship problems. You can still find ways to be deeply, inwardly, lastingly happy if you just learn a few of the key tips and techniques.
Yeah, I agree with that. And did you notice when you were out there, did you get that from people? Do you get that some people are turning it around because they're trying to, here's what I call it, and you say this too, you talk about it in a different way, but you have to change the narrative. Isn't that part of it, changing the narrative in your head?
Absolutely. That's a key part of it. The stories we tell ourselves about what happened to us and why and what the meaning of it and sort of the moral of our events and life story is. The way we tell that to ourselves has a huge impact on whether we go forward in a positive or negative way or whether we find good and bad opportunities in front of us, you know, and sort of glom on to the best possible opportunities that present themselves. And so I found that, yeah, I got an email just this morning from a woman that I met in Denver at one of my book signings, and she had been working through the book and was already seeing huge improvements, you know, and that was just about a month ago exactly.
Yeah, those results are, when people get results and they're telling you that you know you absolutely keyed on some good stuff. Sean Mashour, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's time to go to the movies, and there's some decent movies out this time around, starting with something that they have just been promoing to death. I don't know if it's they're looking for a hit for Jen Garner or for the movie studio itself, but they just want people to go and see the flick. It's called The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
We wanted to tell you our story.
There's just one thing.
You're going to find it hard to believe.
We have explored every medical option. You couldn't have tried harder.
Tonight, let's have a kid.
You heard what the doctor said. Give it up.
Our kid would never give up.
Picasso with a pencil. Honest to a fault.
Yes.
Yes.
Our kid would rock.
You know what? We're moving on.
Honey!
There's so many 54 girl names on the list.
And one boy was Timothy.
There's something you need to know about me. I came from the garden.
Where did he come from?
It was all very sudden and kind of miraculous.
So you all came from your mom's tummy?
Yeah.
How was that?
That's not normal.
I decided our son would not be seen as different. He'd be treated like a normal kid.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
Incredible. This isn't gonna work, is it?
No.
The secret.
Really?
I never thought I'd hear that laugh again.
This is how I really felt.
You know that he's different.
Yeah, that's what I like about him.
That little guy of yours, he's something special.
He's our something unexpected, our little miracle.
Happily married couple having problems having a baby. They put a wish box in a garden and poof, out comes Timothy Green, 2 hours long. I know it could be clever. I think it's probably better to wait for the rental. However, I read some of the reviews and the reviews gave the movie some big thumbs up as kind of a romantic comedy, a feel-good movie. If you're in the market for that, this could be your movie. I love The Expendables. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm always looking to give Sly Stallone a way out of Rocky, but The Expendables 2, here we go.
Somebody's hooked.
And I pronounce you man of knife.
You and your little psychotic gang of muscles. Today is payback.
6 pounds of pure plutonium is powerful enough to change the balance of the world. Imagine what 5 tons would do.
You're gonna need more men if you expect to get out of here alive.
I'm back.
You can't let the contents of that safe fall into the wrong hands. What's the plan?
Track them, find them, kill them.
How did you do that?
Lucky me.
Get it!
The shoe is bigger than this car.
Do something!
Interesting here, it's the return of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Also, you have Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and the who's who of retreads of Hollywood, but I think this will do well. 1 hour, 43 minutes, so it comes in with the previews under 2, action adventure, sold. I believe it'll be number 1 at the box office. This could be good, too. I think kids will go and see this. Paranormal.
Meet Norman.
Can't you
should be like other kids your age.
His parents don't get him.
He's probably up there fiddling with his Ouija or his orb.
Harry.
His sister doesn't like him.
You are such a loser.
And the kids at school.
Look, it's abnormal.
Always pick on him. But he does have some friends.
Norman, wait up.
I like to be alone.
So do I. Let's do it together.
It's just that most of them...
Good morning.
...aren't exactly alive.
How's it hanging?
Haven't heard that one before.
You see ghosts, like, all the time?
Who's a good boy?
That's not his chin. Couldn't you use another stall?
Time is running out.
From the makers of Coraline.
The witch's ghost is going to wake up tonight. And when she does, she'll raise the dead.
You've got to use your gift of talking to the dead
to stop it.
This is crazy.
Do I look crazy to you?
You, might want to give that a few minutes.
Now, to save his time, he'll need a little help.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Ow! This is getting completely out of...
Is he dead or what?
And a whole lot of guts.
Is everyone all right? Nobody got bitten?
I bit. I hung. Did that count?
This summer, you don't become a hero.
Norman!
Norman?
So Norman.
By being normal.
There's nothing wrong with being scared of Norman. As long as you don't let it change who you are.
Paranorman. Rated PG.
Casey Affleck, one of the voices in this, looks really kind of clever. Be fun to take a kid to this for sure. Or rent it yourself once it comes out, the whole zombie thing. I like it. I think that this does well at the box office, too. Probably The Expendables 2 and Paranormal. Whitney Houston's final flick, Sparkle. We usher you out with our cheap movie review with a little slice of this one.
Make you want to dance.
Get it, Mama.
Mama's gonna get it.
And you will too. Keep dancing like that, you bring home some kids you can't feed.
That's Tammy Anderson. She's smoking hot. She got two sisters and they can all sing.
My name's Sticks.
Sparkle.
That's your song? You wrote that?
Only if you thought it was good.
Girl groups are hotter than ever right now. You should be together singing.
My mom used to sing professionally.
Maybe you'd be like your mom and never reach your goals. But don't fall short because you can't admit that you want it.
We're coming up next to the stage.
She's going out there and look pretty.
But this isn't what we were.
I know what I'm doing.
Sister and her sister.
Where in the world did you get those church dresses?
Get this man a drink. He's going to need one. You are amazing. I had you booked all over the city.
What y'all doing in there?
My babies. I know y'all don't love each other that much.
I see your beauty. I want to be your man.
This is Satin Strutters.
I'm looking for a new act to open up for my show.
When you see a train that's going to get you to where you're trying to go.
Wait a minute.
You got to jump on it.
Why?
Was my life not enough of a cautionary tale for you? We are close to getting a record deal.
Hell, if I had any sense, I'd be living off you.
He did that to you, didn't he?
Why?
Are you still going to be part of the group?
People are trying to destroy what we built. You and me, we started this thing.
Why would the Lord give me this gift if I wasn't supposed to use it?
It takes a lot of faith to do that, Sparkle. It makes me feel like that's something right. Don't lose it.
drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America Tonight. We're getting ready in 20-some days for the NFL to kick off its season with the Cowboys and the Giants on September 5th. So not since 2001 has the big bad NFL played games that actually mean something with replacement officials. And when that happened, it was just 1 week only. This lockout with the Stripes started back on June 3rd. So, less than 3 weeks to go. We got replacement officials. They're going to get criticized. They already are. Can you imagine starting the season this way? There are a couple of things that are the sticking points. The NFL's offering to add 3 full officiating groups or crews, they're called. That way you'd have 140. And that would reduce, that's what Greg Aiello is saying anyway, he's a spokesperson for the league, that it would reduce stress on the Zebras by allowing each to work fewer games. And that would be less travel, they could do more training, have younger officials, all that kind of stuff, improve the quality, but that's, but they're not doing it. That's not, at this point, it's not happening. And you know what? It's about the money. Check this out. I wonder if how many people really knew this, but the NFL's basically their compensation proposal, somebody in comparable positions to these referees in sports at 20 years would earn 350 $350,000 to $400,000 is what the refs are saying. They say the value of the current salary offer would be a 5 to 11% increase, and that that's not good enough. It's because right now, all NFL game officials are part-time employees with outside jobs, when the outside jobs can be, you know, lawyer to teacher to whatever. So the league is offering a 401k plan, and that was their latest proposal, and they said they would provide contributions averaging about $20,000. So it's a fight over money. Money and benefits and yada yada. And it doesn't look like it's wrapping up anytime soon. Get ready for replacement referees. And it's a good time to remind you about Nail the Score. So we'll have some interesting things to talk about. Nail the Score will start right when the first game starts, you know, the week before that. And you take your swing at it. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing lottery numbers. We have a game of the week. You pick the team and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score on the head, boom, you are the winner of the big bad prizes here on America Tonight, plus bragging rights. That's key, the bragging rights. It happened once. Chris in Connecticut did it. It was huge. She was so excited. And she got a picture of, one of the things she wanted was a picture of Tom Brady, and she got that. Pretty cool. And plus she got to win, and it was a shocker. It was an Eagles game that she correctly guessed. And the computer picks it, so we'll see what happens from there. Speaking of sports for a second, this is sad, but this is life, and this can happen with heart attacks. You know, I say all the time, and I mean it, you got to check out Extendivite. I started doing it, reduced my cholesterol, high blood pressure went down. Phew, best thing ever I've done. I don't endorse very many things, but if you go to heartdrop.com, you can read all my pal Don Wiskin's stories. His story is unbelievable. About everybody in his family dying way too young from heart failure, heart problems. And he was on that road. He was dumped off by his wife to go walk in the hospital after he thought he was having a heart attack, and he was. But he got healthy really quickly, and the Extendivite has extended his life beyond a doubt. You can tell that that's absolutely what's happened with Don. So anyway, I digress. What happened was there was a game, the Chicago White Sox and the Blue Jays, and so they play each other. That's not unusual. And it happened on Thursday night. A fan sitting down the third base line was pronounced dead at a Toronto hospital. He had a heart attack in the seventh inning of the game. So they stopped what was going on in the field for about 5 minutes, and then he got CPR and all that other stuff. And then they noticed, oh, gosh, I guess it's not working. So they loaded him onto a cart on the field, and a paramedic started to work on him even when they were driving off the field to a waiting ambulance. But, oh, how sad is that? It's the second time this season that a fan got CPR at the Blue Jays game, with the first taking place on June 29th. Yeah, that's sad. That's because it's so rare. So rare to see that, he had a heart attack and he died. So they tried to revitalize him. They tried to bring him back, but it was his time. It didn't happen. How awful because they're not identifying him at this point, but I would bet he was not at that game alone, because that would be pretty rare. And, who was with him? Family members, and that's a rough thing to happen, to try to scramble and, be cognizant of the people around the person that you're trying to help, and it just didn't work. That's the upside of it. So dropping ethanol, that debate has really kicked in with the record drought that we're having. It's the West Nile and the mosquitoes. Why are we waiting on this whole thing? It's destroying more crops. It's driving corn price up to 60% this summer. That's terrible. And this is all due to a couple of things. But ethanol, stopping the ethanol mandate would be very big, because then you don't have to set aside corn for that. And when the corn is like a precious commodity, the last thing that we want to do is get rid of it faster. So we'll see if the EPA rather relents or not. There's a good chance they will. Maybe not in the first couple of weeks. But I bet you they do. I bet you on that one they relent anyway, especially if everybody, especially if everybody ends up signing off on it. So it's power in numbers, no matter what we're talking about. We know that. That's why we started the whole week and count thing. It's power in numbers. All right, speaking of numbers, as I'm lightening the load here with our last story, don't we all dream of finding some kind of treasure that we find out is however many years old and worth XYZ, and we're just so excited we can't believe it because you had no idea it was some kind of a rare artifact? And that's exactly what happened with this World War II naval dispatch. I mean, could that be any cooler? Can you imagine? It's unclear how much it could bring in, but they think 20. It's a cable toward the end of the war, and what it says on it, the naval dispatch announces the end of hostilities with Japan, and they got it on the USS Holland August 15th, 1945, after the bombing of Hiroshima Nagasaki. It was kept in a crewman's shoebox for 60 years. Wow. 60 years. Can you imagine hanging on to anything that long? And they've got a buyer from Nevada already for the piece. It's the 67th anniversary of V-Day. And the whole lot of what they had also included World War II documents and photographs taken by a Navy guy who died at the age of 91. So all that stuff got shuffled into there. And I can only imagine what it's like to find that. Because besides that, they found a few other things, too. Some correspondence and whatnot. 20,000. Or maybe more. Maybe more than that. But for something that you didn't really know you had, and then you were told you had, and so you decided you were going to pull it together and get it out there. A cable. We're talking about a slip of paper, a cable. People, come on, 20,000 for that? Really? Thanks so much to the glue, Donovan Madsen, and all of you for listening to America Tonight. Make it count.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.